it's not. I know it's called, but I can't remember the title.
A new song,
Under the Blood.
Yeah.
Under the Blood. Brother Tommy, there was a verse in that song you sang. Something about the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. How'd that go? How's that verse?
I took his hand, he lifted me
from
the darkness. He took his blood, his precious blood, and washed me clean.
Oh, my. Precious blood, and washed me clean. And Brother Ronnie exhorted on the blood while he was up. I thought, well, I believe that's the thought for tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Let's look at the scripture. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, one verse here. It said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Praise God.
Amen. You can be seated tonight.
Yes. Jesus.
He purchased. It said the church of God, didn't it?
Yeah, right.
Which he's purchased with his own blood. Jehovah's Witness hate that. If you bring that out, say the book of Acts calls Jesus God. Amen? God with a capital G.
Right.
How many know Jesus is God the Son?
Yes, he is.
Amen. He's not all in one. It's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. But the Son is deity.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. God the Son died for the church.
Right.
He shed his blood for the church.
Yes.
He purchased the church with his own blood. We are bought with a price.
Yes.
Yes.
We're not our own.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. The precious blood of Jesus. Yes. Amen. Better than gold, better than silver.
Right.
Amen. Not those corruptible things. Amen. The Bible said, but the blood of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. Amen. We should be proud to be saved.
Right.
I know we don't. I'm not talking about ungodly pride or fleshly pride. But be, amen, proud. Be, thank God, just thankful that God saved us and washed us with his blood. Amen. How many know the blood can wash away all sin? Amen. It can take care of every sin. Praise God. Amen. Colossians 1 and 14. We're bought by the blood. He said, let me give you the title. The blessings of the blood.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
The blessings of the blood tonight. You know, there's a lot of people, they don't like a bloody religion.
Right.
They think that's just a little bit too, that ain't sophisticated. That's unsophisticated.
Yeah.
Talk about blood. They don't like no bloody religion. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad for the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. It took the blood, didn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Without the shedding of blood.
No remission.
Amen. There's no remission. Amen. What does remission mean? Remission means the cancelization of a debt. Amen. A cancelization of a debt, a charge, or a penalty.
Yeah.
Come on.
Our sin being canceled out.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Brother Ronnie, I think you even started singing some of these songs. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, saved and sanctified I am.
Yeah.
All my sins are under the blood.
Yeah.
I'm glad for the blood.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was willing. I'm not glad that he suffered, but I'm glad that he was willing to suffer.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad for the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ tonight.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. What does it mean to be redeemed? Amen.
Glory.
You know, for something to be redeemed, Brother Ron, it had to have, amen, a good standing at one time.
Yeah.
It had to be in good standing at one time to have been redeemed. The word redeemed. And the Bible said we're redeemed. That's what the angels will never be able to sing.
Right.
They'll never be able to say, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Because they fell one time. Amen. And they have no chance of ever being redeemed again. The fallen angels. Amen. And the good angels, if you want to call them that. Amen. They don't know what it is to be purchased with the blood.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. There in 1 Peter it said which things the angel desired to look into. Yeah. The Lord told me to read that one time in Sunday school class. Turn over to 1 Peter and read that. And I read that. And when I read those words, look into, the Holy Ghost spoke in my ear just as plain as anybody. He said, partake in. Which things the angels desire to partake in. Yeah. They don't know what it is to be a child of God. They don't know what it is to be redeemed. They don't know what it is to be bought back. That's what redeem means. Be purchased. Be bought back. Be put back in good standing again. Amen. With the Lord. How? Only by the blood. Amen. The Father was appeased. And the Father's anger, amen, was set aside. It was totally, amen, appeased by the blood of Jesus that came from that cross. Amen. Oh, I love that tonight. Oh, praise God. We were fallen. We were guilty. Amen. But we've been purchased by the blood.
Yes.
Been bought back. That's what redeemed means. Man, I like that. Amen. That's one blessing of the blood. Number two, amen, we've been justified. Not just redeemed, but justified. Justified is a strong word. It's even stronger in some senses than pardon, although the Bible does use the word pardon. But we've been justified.
Yeah.
We have justification through the blood. It's what Romans 5 and 9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him.
Right.
We shall be saved from wrath through him. Hey, but we're justified. What's justified mean? Jim Suits had a great definition for justified. Just as if I'd never done it. Justified. Just as if I'd never done it. Amen. Amen. That's what justified means. It means acquitted. You know what? Brother Tommy, I read one time where at the great judgment bar, you know, there was... We all have sinned. We've all come short.
Right.
We need, in other words, that's what John, amen, in his letters was writing about so much, a doctrine going around that you could be good, amen, on your own, but we all needed a Savior.
Right.
Amen. They didn't want to confess their need of a Savior. That's where a lot, amen, of these higher educated people are today, professors and what have you. Amen. They don't want to have to admit they're going to give an account to somebody.
Right.
We need a Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. But here you go. We're justified. In other words, amen, that old judge there was looking down, praise God, at the sins and at the charges. Amen. Of these things, men and these women, one after another. Here comes a man been bought back by the blood at the judgment bar of God. Amen. They look down at his paper and all the charges against him. But the great judge, Brother Ron, said, I can't see nothing for the blood. Amen. It's, oh, it's covered. Everything's covered in blood. The whole page was covered in blood. I'm a high, I'm a whole, I'm a high. I can't see a sin. I can't see a charge. I can't see an offense. Amen. Because it's been covered by blood. Oh, I'm telling us tonight, thank God, amen, we've been justified by the blood.
Yes.
A great illustration of this is Malchus there. Peter cut his ear off. Whack.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't aiming for his ear.
He wasn't aiming for his ear.
Amen. But Jesus, you know, took that ear and put it back on as if it had never happened.
Right.
Can you imagine Malchus going to the authorities and saying, that man cut my ear off. That man swung a sword against me. He cut my ear off. That old judge said, looking at him, and said, well, you got both ears. There's not even a scar. Amen. It was just as if it had never happened.
Right.
That's how it's going to be. Amen. When we get it under the blood. The Lord said, I'll take your sins. I'll cast them behind my back. He said, never to be remembered again. Another place said, as far as the east is from the west, they cannot touch. Amen. Another place said, he'll cast it into the sea. The blood, amen, will take away every sin. The blood will wash away every, amen, we've ever committed. And the wrath of God, amen, will be appeased toward us.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, the sin offering had to be outside the gate.
Right.
Amen. It had to be offered outside. And Jesus was offered outside the gates of Jerusalem.
Right.
Outside the city.
Right.
Outside on a little hill called Golgotha. Amen. My goodness. I'm glad tonight for the blood. Amen. You might have been and you might be right now full of sin. The Lord might look at your slate, your life, amen, and be full of sin. But I'll tell you, just one trip
right
to the cross,
right,
amen, it can be wiped totally clean. It can be wiped totally pure, amen. Just as pure as a newborn baby. Just one trip, praise God, before the Lord, before the cross, amen. They can be a singing, are you washed by the blood? By the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white like snow? Are you washed? Glory, 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 glory. I'm glad, amen, for the blood. I'm glad, thank God, I've been washed. I'm glad I've been sanctified. I'm glad I've been justified. I'm glad I've been reconciled. Glory be to God for the blood. Amen. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. It's His blood. Praise God. That gives us, amen, the victory tonight.
Oh, would you praise Him? I believe you already are. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And number three, we've got peace through His blood.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. Colossians said, having made peace through the blood of His cross. We were one time aliens. We were one time foreigners.
Yeah.
And Brother Tommy, not just aliens and foreigners, but we were enemies of the cross.
Yeah.
We were at variance with Him.
Yeah.
Amen. God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, while we was walking contrary, Brother Ronnie, while we was walking away from God, while we was doing those things that was contrary to His will, contrary to His word, yet He sent the Son to die on that old cross for you and me, to shed His blood for you and me. And what did that? He made peace, amen, with the Father. Amen. He made peace for you and I. Well, I tell you what, that's what people need today. They need to find, amen, the blood. They need to get under the blood, amen. Well, I tell you, they find some peace of mind. They find peace for their nerves. People running to the psychiatrist today. They're running to the psychologist today. The drugstores are selling more drugs, amen, for peace of mind. They sell them drugs to go to sleep. They sell them drugs to get up. They sell them drugs to get through the day. They sell drugs, amen, for everything you can think of. But if they just have one dip, if they just give a kachabah, if they just get under, amen, the blood, they find, amen, their peace. They find their joy. They find, amen, there ain't nothing. Praise God, like the blood of Jesus Christ.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
Woo! Nothing the blood, yeah.
I drove that school bus for years. Those poor little kids. Amen. I had that behavior disorder bunch, BD. Amen. Them poor little kids, though, they didn't need that stuff. A lot of it is just laziness by the parents. And I'll tell you, I believe working together with these pharmacies and doctors and stuff for money. They selling that stuff. Oh, what is that stuff? Puts these kids in that stupor. Oh, I used to know the name of it all the time.
Stuff.
And then poor little kids get on that bus and sit down, sort of slobber at the mouth and staring blankly.
Yeah.
Just staring a blank stare. They couldn't correspond. They couldn't, amen, just, they couldn't hold a conversation. They couldn't have their train of thought. Yep. It was sad to see. Yeah. Amen. And they'd say, well, they're so mean. They're so hyper. Amen. I'll tell you what, I was hyper too.
Amen.
My kids is hyper sometimes. There's ways of fixing that.
That's right.
Amen. You don't have to have drugs to fix that.
That's right.
Amen.
My boy.
Them yeah. poor little things get on there, Brother Tom. Amen. And then I've seen adults, they get to the place, they don't want to face life. They don't want to face, amen, their troubles. Amen. You'll see them sitting around, amen, in some kind of stupor. Amen. Just slobbering around. Amen. The devil torments their mind when they get off that stuff. But oh, if they could find this peace, if they could find the blood, if they could allow the Lord to wash away. Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. You don't have to lean on that. You don't have to have that stuff. You don't have to give in to that. There's some place under the shadow of His wings, praise God. There's peace that passes all understanding. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Jesus.
There's peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, in His blood.
Right.
Thank God. Thank God. Oh, if we just trust in the cross. Our troubles. Amen. I've heard Brother Tommy preach on the text saying, cast your cares upon Him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because He cares for you.
He cares.
Yeah.
Holy, yeah. Holy, holy, holy. He cares.
I'm taught to feel the Holy Ghost in here.
Hey, Lord.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
That old devil bombarding people's minds. Amen. Attacking their mind, tormenting their mind. Oh, about every day, every hour of the day. Amen. You know, amen, you've got this problem. You know you've got that problem. You know you can't make it. Amen. You know this and you know that. And the Lord ain't going to help you. And the Lord ain't going to hear you. That's just a lie from Satan.
Right.
That's just a lie from the enemy. Amen. He shed His blood. He said, this is a true token. Amen. Well, if God spared not His own Son, amen, how shall I not also with Him freely give us all things? If He didn't withhold Jesus, why would He withhold anything else? Oh, I'm telling you, there's peace in the blood. There's victory in the blood. There's safety in the blood. Oh, glory be to God tonight. Would you worship Him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Amen. Jesus. Hebrews 13:12 said, wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Amen. Without the gate, that's where the Old Testament law said the sin offering had to be, amen, offered. He was a sin offering. In other words, it's through Him that our sin is taken away.
Right.
Those bulls and goats, amen, Hebrews said the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. Oh, amen. But the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son.
Yeah.
My goodness, amen. We got better things. Well, we got a better covenant.
Yeah.
Well, we got a better way. We're sanctified through the blood. I'll tell you what, they say I couldn't live it. And sinners often think that. I thought that. Well, I can't live it. I couldn't live it. You can't live it. Amen. But if you can get under the blood, praise God. Oh, amen. Paul said it ain't me that lives, but it's Christ that's in me. Amen. It's the blood, praise God, that'll give you the strength to live a sanctified life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
You know one portion of sanctification that we hardly ever hear talked about. We always think about, you know, we're going to clean up, we're going to get rid of the world, and all that's good. We're going to sanctify ourselves against this or that and sin and worldliness and whatever. But there's an element of sanctification that ain't got nothing to do with that. There's an element of sanctification that's got to do with us being sanctified to Him.
That's it.
For our own particular work. Amen. Those pots and pans couldn't sin. Amen. Those vessels that old Belshazzar defiled, they couldn't sin. They couldn't be worldly. They was used for worldliness there, amen, because of him. But they were sanctified to the work of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
They were sanctified to the temple of God. Amen. When we get sanctified, we not only come out from among the world, but we're sanctified to God for what He wants. He'll separate you right there.
Right.
Amen. He'll separate the preacher. He'll separate the song, the singer. He'll separate the prayer warrior. He'll separate that one, amen, that He's going to use to witness and witness. Oh, Brother Jack Lewis, I'm telling you, the man is called to witness and give out tracts. Amen. He said he was out in the woods one time walking around praying and fasting one day and run into a hunter and gave him a tract and witnessed to him and felt the Holy Ghost fall on him. I'm telling you, everywhere he goes, Brother Ron, he's got a bunch of tracts and things witnessing. He's separated to that. God separated him for that. Called him out for that. Give him amen of work and doing that. Oh, glory be to God. He'll sanctify us to Himself. Amen. For our own particular work. Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you what, here's one of my favorite ones. I'm about to wind down, but my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
The Bible says in Hebrews 10, 19, 20, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Right.
We're given access to the throne room because of the blood. We're given access. We're given an audience with the King because of the blood, Brother Ron.
Yes,
in the Old Testament, they had to go to the priest. Poor Catholics think they still do. Amen. There's some doctrines that think they still do. But we've been given access, amen, because of this precious blood that was shed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't have to have a priest. I don't have to have another man.
No.
I don't have to have somebody, amen, that can't even take care of their own life to confess my sins to. But I'll tell you what, here it says, amen, we can come boldly. Amen. Come therefore boldly to the throne of grace that you might find grace, amen, and mercy. Praise God. Amen. In the time of need, I'm telling you what, we've been given access to the very throne room of God. We've been given an audience with God Almighty because of this blood that was shed. Amen. And I tell you what it is, it's just like purchasing a ticket. We've been authorized. Amen. I'll tell you, amen, somebody might be coming down the hallway to enter in. And if they don't have the blood, they're going to be prohibited. They're going to be stopped. They're going to be set aside. But if we're coming down the hallway to enter into the throne room of God, and He said, what's your qualifications? What's your credentials? You say the blood of the Lamb. Oh, glory be to God. He'll say, pass. Go right ahead. Amen. You're qualified to be in the presence of Almighty God. If you've got the blood. I say unto thee this night, my children, come boldly, come to me. I say unto thee, my blood sanctifies thee, my blood washes thee. Come before me. I say unto thee, thou art mine. And I say unto thee, if thou needst saved, come tonight, come. I will wash thee. I will wash thee and make thee clean. I will give thee a clean conscience, saith the Lord. Would you worship him in the house tonight? Glory, 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 glory. Oh, this blood.
Amen.
As great as some of the Old Testament saints were, they were not permitted, and they were not, amen, able to go to heaven because the blood was not applied.
Right.
Amen. There was a place in the heart of the earth beside hell. There was a great gulf fixed between them. There was a great span that nobody couldn't pass over. But the Old Testament saints, Abraham, Isaiah, the prophets, they went to paradise in the heart of the earth.
Right.
That's the teaching of the Bible. But when Jesus died on the cross, he went to the heart of the earth, and he loosed those. He said, David knew. David was a prophet and a king. David prophesied and said, he shall not leave my soul in hell.
Right, right.
We know David didn't go to hell as hellfire.
Right.
But he was calling that paradise in the heart of the earth in that same vicinity as hell, hell. He won't leave my soul in hell.
Right.
Neither shall he suffer his Holy One to see corruption. In other words, Jesus wasn't going to be dead long enough for his body to decay.
Right. Right.
So he went to the heart of the earth. He set David free. He set Zechariah free.
Jesus.
Oh, Zechariah, can you imagine that? Where'd you get those scars? Ooh. And he said, in the house of my friends. Brother Ron Zechariah said, that's him. That's him.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh.
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus. Amen. Allowed all those Old Testament saints that in one sense was locked up. David didn't want to go there. He realized he wouldn't have to stay there, but he didn't desire to go there. It'd be a lot better than going to torment, but he knew one day he'd go to heaven.
Amen.
Because of this precious blood.
Thank you, Lord.
He was given access. But even David didn't have access before the blood.
Right.
Amen. He couldn't go to heaven. None of them could. But I don't ask me about any kind of Elijah. I don't know. You don't know, and I don't know. Amen. I'm like Ralph Cox. Amen. If Brother Ralph didn't understand something, he'd just say, you don't know, and I don't either. Amen. And he didn't think if he knew it, nobody knew it. Hallelujah. But, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in here.
It's here.
Revelation 12:11 said, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Praise God. The old devil cannot cross the bloodline.
Right.
There is power, wonder-working power.
In the blood
of the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, I tell you what. I enjoy studying the Word of God, but I'm telling you, I felt something special tonight.
Yes, sir.
When we was dealing with mind battles, you know, that's the devil's front. That's what he's doing today. That's what he's doing. Working on people. And it's not God's will for us to be defeated, for us to be discouraged. It's not God's will. Amen. And he died that we could have the victory.
Yes, sir.
Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Thank God. Amen. I tell you what. I'm going to do this again tonight. I don't do it every time. I don't do it very much. But if you'd bow your head tonight.
Yes, God.
Let's ask God to help our brothers and sisters right now. Lord, would you help us? Lord, if there's one in here, and I know there is by what I feel.
Jesus.
Would you give peace of mind? Lord, would you give peace of mind to your people? Amen. Now look, I know we all fight battles every day. We fight battles every day. But if there's somebody in here tonight that you're fighting an especially hard mind battle, would you just raise your hand and put it right back down? God bless that one, that one, that one. Amen. Would there be any more? Here's an especially, God bless that one. I'm telling you, the Lord, just plead the blood. Plead the blood. Amen. I'll tell you what, ask God for a special, ask God for a personal scripture. Ask God for something out of the Word of God you can just hang on to and rub in the devil's face. Every time he comes to you, every time he comes to you, torment your mind, you ask the Lord to give you a scripture you can just rub in his nose. Amen. Oh, God wants to help you tonight.
Yes, he does.
Tell him about it. Tell him about it. That's all right, sister. That's all right. Tell him about it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. Sister Mary, say you'll go back and pray with her.
Yes, God.
Let the Lord help you tonight, sister.
Yes,
God knows all about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Angie, some of you will go back and pray with her.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help her. Lord, help her.
Praise.
God, you know all about it tonight.
Praise.
Amen. Let's find a place to pray, children. Children of God, let's find a place to pray. God loves you tonight. God loves you tonight. If you don't know that you're saved, ask God to forgive every sin. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. Amen. Ask God to help you. Amen. The Lord loves you tonight. Bless her, God, tonight. Help her, Lord, tonight. Oh, God. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.